Well, if you're like me and my lame friends, every week you race to the back of the New Yorker and you size up the cartoon caption contest.
Did you just call me lame? Because I do that too.
I didn't say we were friends.
Oh, that's right.
You write something hilario and then you send it in and then you never hear from them again because your idea was terrible. That is my experience anyway, because it is hard to write those things, you know? And our next guests know this better than anyone. They are actual New Yorker cartoonists. Each week they submit a whole bushel full of panels that get rejected, and we thought that was a waste. So here they are, the best of the worst, the Rejection Collection with Matthew Diffie, and this week, special guest, Carolita Johnson.
Hello, Carolita.
Hello,
Matthew. Welcome to the Ryan Park Project. Carolita, let's start off with yours. First, let's hear the patented BPP audio version. Guys, we're going to skip to the second one if we can here. Here we go. The BPP audio version of Carolita Johnson's rejected New Yorker cartoon.
A man and a woman stand in waist-deep water in a swimming pool. The man is heavy-set and flabby. His breasts appear to be almost female in their size and shape. He is angrily pointing at his face, telling the woman, "Hey, my eyes are up here."
Okay, I think everyone on the staff, when they saw this last night, started laughing out loud. At least I know Allison and I did.
Man boobs. What? I don't know why that can't be in the New Yorker.
Carolita, say it ain't so. How could they not let this into the New Yorker?
I don't know. I drew his boobs as exquisitely as I possibly could, and I thought I had a winner.
What inspired you to? Were you sitting in a pool somewhere and you saw that? Or I mean,
yes, I have often been transfixed by very. By very attractive men's boobs and just
by voluptuous men.
Yes, it's you know, I've got the nothing against it, man. I found myself staring.
And at some point, you just make a connection. You're looking at it and you're thinking, those are magnificent.
Yes,
magnificent. You know, things. And then you think, I could get a cartoon out of this.
Exactly. It just flashes. You see it in your mind.
Did it surprise you that this was rejected?
Yes, it did actually, but then later I guess it didn't. I mean, I just imagined like all these letters from men with, what is that condition, gynecomastia?
Oh yeah, there is an actual medical condition where you have...
I didn't think about that part of it. I just figured it was a little too saucy.
Oh no, I thought it was about, you know, perfectly reasonable request of a man to have someone look in his eyes.
Who, by the way, we talked about this last week, but for those who missed it, who is it who actually makes the call on these things?
Who is
well, as far as I understand it, Bob Mankoff picks his favorite from our batches, and then he takes him to Remnick, who makes the final.
David Remnick makes the final. Do either one of them have man boobs? Could this have hit close to home?
I don't think so.
Remnick's kind of a slim Jim.
Yeah, they both seem fairly lean.
Well, I think it was fabulous, and you're a big hit at the BPP, if not in the pages of the New Yorker. Matthew, let's get over to your piece of work here.
Piece of work.
that was rejected. Let's hear the audio version of this Matthew Diffie's New Yorker cartoon.
A hot dog vendor, clad in a jacket and knit hat, stands behind his cart, surveying the sidewalk traffic in front of him. On his umbrella cart, written in large lettering, are the words, "Hot dogs." Beneath that, in an excited-looking script, is written, "Now with 10% more dog!" Exclamation point.
I love that. What do they say? An excited font? What did he say?
Yeah. What? First of all, gross.
Yeah. but vague.
What were you trying to say with this?
I don't know.
I think that's a new reality show on Fox. Gross but vague.
Yeah.
I
with
said
Jeff
ew.
Foxworthy.
Yeah. When you told me, remember, I said, ew.
Well, I said, ew, when you told me yours. I think.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Man boobs.
They're both gross but vague, I think.
But wait, this to me, though, is more gross and more vague. Are you trying to say that there's dog in there? Are you trying to say that just like this is the enthusiasm of someone who doesn't really understand how exactly to frame their product? What are you trying to say, man?
It's all of those things.
Unfortunately.
It could possibly be a foreign... hot dog vendor owner who hasn't quite mastered the language, the nuance of the term dog.
Perhaps you should have concentrated on the hot
part
instead of the dog part in his marketing.
Actually, speaking of that, I have another cartoon that was rejected last year, I think, which a guy was selling warm dogs. And there was a guy handing me a business card saying, I'm in advertising. I think I can help, you know. So,
and that got rejected or
that
got
in? Rejected as well.
What?
And that one's not gross at all.
Yeah. No, that's just funny because,
you
know.
Maybe just vague.
Did either of you guys get one in this week? Or get one on hold or whatever you call it?
I got an okay.
Did you?
I got
very,
an okay.
Very good.
Yes.
You got an okay.
There's my voice.
Yeah,
I got an okay,
we talk
yes.
into this crazy contraption called a microphone.
Yeah.
I did not.
Oh, Diffy. Oh.
But Matthew, you have the Rejection Collection.
Exactly.
Which is, where can people get a hold of the Rejection Collection?
I guess it's everywhere books are sold and online. But And Carolita, among many others, is
I have three.
Represented in that book.
Wonderful. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on. This is one of my favorite things that happens
so
in the Bryant
funny.
Park Project. Too bad it's my last show.
But
you guys,
oh
my goodness, we're going to have a big sad weepy thing next hour. So
I'll be back next week, though.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, geez, make her feel like crap.
Exactly.
Guys.
I'm a nice person.
Matthew Diffy and Carolita Johnson here with the Rejection Collection. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
All right, this Luke's penultimate hour of the Bryant Park Project, come and gone. I'm Allison. I will be here next week.
I'm Luke Burbank.
After that.
I'm going to look up what penultimate means.
Week after that.
And then...
Yeah, week after that, too. I'll be here. Yeah.
And I'll be listening. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you real soon.